Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room, Infowars.com, band.video. It's been a bit of an intense show today. I'm feeling a little fired up. I think I'm going to get worse. I think the last hour is going to be the craziest hour. That's my goal anyway. I think we'll start off on the right foot here if we're going for insanity. From Alan He on X, Senator Sheehy, that's unfortunate, Senator Sheehy joined Capitol Police in lifting up and ejecting anti-war protester Brian McGinnis from a SACS subcommittee hearing. McGinnis is a Green Party candidate running for Senate in North Carolina, an anti-war activist. Film the video below. So that's the context, is that this is a man named Brian McGinnis who is being ejected from a subcommittee hearing. McGinnis is a Green Party candidate. And I've heard this video is actually kind of graphic. Apparently, his arm gets broken. But this is probably what you get for, you know, not wanting to die for Israel. Let's watch.
Out. No one wants to fight for Israel.
His hand.
Oh my gosh, his hand is stuck in the door. He's wearing a Marine uniform. There's four guys. Pulling with everything they've got. Wow, they broke his hand?
Okay.
A U.S. senator just broke the hand of a Marine.
Hand stuck.
Okay. A U.S. senator just broke the hand of a Marine.
You're a coward.
Punk.
What'd you say? Senator? That's why you got kicked out, fat ass.
Everybody sit down, please.
I'm getting out of here.
That's fine. Everybody sit down, please.
Is your hand okay?
No, it's not.
This is disgusting. Disgusting.
Just pull it out.
Former Marine Sergeant Brian McGinnis stood up in Congress to say what millions of Americans are thinking. We don't want to fight a war with Iran for Israel. Security dragged him out and broke his arm. Veterans are speaking out. The American people don't want this war. Wow, and there's the struggle beforehand. Scroll down a little bit. And it's not until he wraps his arm around there, they really start pulling. But again, like, this is the insane part. Like, any other protester, it's casual. It's like, you know, they'll start laughing. The person sitting at the top will start doing his whole, whatever it's called, auctioneering thing. One thousand, two thousand, can I get a three 1,000, right? It's a big joke. But then you have a U.S. Marine saying, we don't want to die for Israel. And it's just like, kill him, rip him out of the, break his arm, get him. And it's just like, why? What is wrong with everybody? What is it about this topic in particular that has everybody hypnotized into insanity? Let's go to, because there are still some people that can see clearly. Clip two here. This is a man named Graham Platner. Let's watch.
Part of our main community. Nobody wants this war.
No.
Absolutely no one thinks that this is a good idea. And the reason why they don't want it is because they know what it's actually about.
Right.
This is a war that's being pushed by Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah.
He's been trying to make this war happen for almost 30 years.
Yeah, right.
This is a war that's being pushed by the Saudis, who have also wanted this war to happen. Two nations that are happy to watch American blood be expended on their behalf. This war is also being pushed because Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. And other people in the White House and other people connected with the Epstein class, they are terrified that we have noticed what they are doing. They're terrified that we're going to start wondering why the hell we let them stay in power.
That anti-Semite. Ban him from everything. Throw him in jail. Somebody get Laura Loomer and Jonathan Greenblatt on the horn. We have a disobedient citizen that needs correction. Break his arm immediately.
You have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I shut out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, with the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Dismantling the globalist agenda hour by hour. This is the War Room with Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Information War. I have a lot of stories to cover and a lot of videos to show you still. It's almost all entirely has to do with just the senseless, aggressive, and unrestrained greed of the Israeli people as they fulfill their long-expressed desire to conquer as much land as possible by force, using American lives before any of them ever get touched by anything negative. We have a new video from Donald Trump I just put in there. Again, Donald Trump has been humiliated over this. In fact, we have a video, clip number 39. I think this represents a pretty good approximation in visual form, a visual metaphor for our current situation. If we can go ahead and go to clip 39 now. Now here's Netanyahu pushing. Oh, it looks bad, but don't worry. Don't worry, folks. It's not that bad. No, he's just going for a little ride. No, it's Netanyahu just saddling up old Trump, going for a little ride, getting where he needs to go, courtesy of Donald Trump, who's been harnessed, fed a bag of oats. Maybe they put out the slop in the trough for him. Regardless, my strategy here, I'll just come out and say, I obviously appealing to Trump's better nature is not working. Obviously, trying to lay out the logical retardation of his current path has not been very effective at breaking through. So maybe just humiliation. Maybe just humiliation. I don't know. We got to try something else. But like, I think Trump has a pretty big ego. Does he know what a pathetic bitch he looks right now? I wouldn't be okay with it. I would rather die and look like Donald Trump looks right now. And I say this as a diehard, you know, to the mattresses supporter of Trump against all odds and against my own interest in certain cases. I've lost things because of my support for Donald Trump. It's never been about what's convenient or, you know, beneficial to me. It's that he was seemed like a pretty good guy for a while, but at this point, again, does he understand this? Does he get that this is how people like me are feeling? And I mean, again, when I was talking to Reese yesterday, you know, he asked, he's like, so how do you feel about Trump now? And I feel like he's King Theoden, right? That is why I keep using this illustration, because you see Theoden when he's got worm tongue in his ear, and like, you hate that guy. That guy sucks. That guy's the worst. I believe that the real Trump is in there somewhere. I believe that he's under the caked on, you know, deception and lies and manipulation. I still think that there's a gem of something real in there that I want to appeal to, that I want to bring out, that I want to rescue and resurrect from whatever this morass he finds himself in. But until that happens, he's lost me and a lot of other people because his behavior is inexplicable when compared to the promises he made on the campaign and every way else he's been up till now. But people are putting videos out showing Trump looking defeated. He, you know, is in any other situation. And we don't even need to imagine. Just look at how he was after Venezuela, or after when there's a successful military strike. He's answering questions. He's joking with people. He's like, you know, going out there. Now is like his head's down. His shoulders are bowed over. He's not taking questions from anybody, not hanging around, you know, after the ceremony to glad hand and take pictures with people. He looks defeated. He looks defeated. And it doesn't make any sense because he's got us. I'm not sure if I brought it in. I brought in a clip of Nick Fuentes. It's too long to go to right now. But I was watching a couple clips of his yesterday during his show. And, you know, he just said something that, again, it's something I've been saying for a while. But it's this idea that, like, if we just had one, we just had one politician who had balls, who had the bravery, who had the understanding of the situation that we're in to sacrifice themselves or their families to do what's right, we would not be in this situation. There's 350 million of us that love you, that would respond to your call for justice. But you just give in. You just fold. You just cower away. And it's so pathetic. Because the only possible explanation that I can figure out is blackmail, manipulation, threats. In a way, I can understand. I mean, you know how these people are. I wouldn't be surprised in the slightest if they, you know, gave Donald Trump a picture of his grandchildren at school and went, be a shame something happened to them, wouldn't it? I think they would do that in an instant. And you know what I would do immediately? Whip out my camera and go, this motherfucker effort just threatened to kill my kids. See this guy right here that I'm looking at right here? This guy just threatened to kill my kids. Problem solved, Trump. Like, what could possibly be the issue? Oh, the stock market's going to go down. Like, what's the issue? What's the problem? What's the problem? Because right now, everything is getting worse. Everything is going down the tubes. So, like, what is the risk of doing something extraordinary to try to fix things? What is the threat here? That, like, the cool Jews won't like you in Florida? I think that's, like, kind of what it is. Okay, all right. So our country's just over. You're just, like, the biggest traitor since Benedict Arnold, and all hope is lost. Okay, but at least you're going to be able to retire in Tel Aviv, despised by your own people. Well done. Good choice, dumbass. I don't understand. So he's not doing well. He's not handling this well, and he's lying, and they're all lying, and the lies are ridiculous and outrageous and completely contradictory to the lies they told yesterday. Look at this guy. I almost feel bad for him. But I don't feel bad for him because he's the one doing it. He's the one making the decision. He's the one we empowered. He doesn't have an excuse. He's the one trusting the people betraying him. He's the one who hasn't fired Pam Bondi. He's the one who hasn't fired any of the people that have betrayed him over and over. So I don't feel sorry for him. I feel mad at him. But not just him. Everybody that has contributed to this. Everybody that has defended Israel in the last 2 years, everybody that defended the Venezuela thing, everybody that went along with all of this, the blood is on all of their hands, and the destruction of America is courtesy of them. Again, this whole thing is so freaking ridiculous. Let's go to this video of Trump today. Again, like reiterating that we had to do this to save Israel. This is why I swear to God, he is in this world in DC where he is literally surrounded by Israeli sycophants, and he does not understand that that's not the wider world. Like, I'm trying to figure out how to express this. But it'd be like if somebody came in to InfoWars, and the whole InfoWars crew is maybe like sitting around watching something, and this person comes into InfoWars and is like, the good news is that, like, okay, this might not have been good, but like now there's going to be a lot more trans children. Now trans kids are going to get free transgender surgery. And they're like saying this, like, isn't that a good thing? So like, isn't that awesome? And we're all like, where do you think you are? Who do you think you're talking to? Like, do you understand what I mean? That it's like, he's like, but guys, Israel would have been hurt. And we're all like, what? Good. They should be destroyed. What are you talking about? So let's go to Trump making the argument that, like, guys, we had to do this. Otherwise, Israel would suffer the consequences of their actions. Let's watch.
This is very important, and we're doing very well on the war front, to put it mildly, I would say. Somebody said, on a scale of 10, where would you rate it? I said about a 15. And we're going to continue to do well. We have the greatest military in the world by far. And that was a tremendous threat to us for many years. 47 years they've been killing our people and killing people from all over the world. And I think we have great support. And I think if we didn't do it first, they would have done it to Israel and give us a shot if that was possible. And if we didn't terminate the worst deal, one of the worst deals ever made, the Obama nuclear deal, I call it the Obama nuclear deal, where he gave everything to Iran, including a nuclear weapon. It was a road to a nuclear weapon. Bad things would have happened 4 years ago, because they would have had a weapon 4 years ago if I didn't terminate that deal.
So it was for Israel. That was Donald Trump. So 2 days ago, Marco Rubio came out and said the reason we launched this attack now was because Israel was about to attack Iran. If Israel were to attack Iran, Iran would have attacked us. So we joined in the preemptive strike against Iran because we cannot restrain Israel, apparently, or at least we didn't try. Then yesterday, they came out, Caroline Leavitt, Marco Rubio, they all came out and said, no way, that's not what we said at all. That's not what we said, even a little bit. This was not Israel's decision. Israel did not force America into this. Now, today, Donald Trump just reemphasized what Marco Rubio said, but even worse. Marco Rubio said, we had to do this because Israel was going to attack and Iran would have killed a bunch of our people, so we had to respond to minimize our damages. That's not even what Trump just said. Trump just said, we had to do this or else they would have attacked Israel and maybe hit us also. He tacks that on at the end. That's worse. That's worse than what Marco Rubio said. Marco Rubio at least predicated it on Israel's action will cause damage to us. Trump just went even farther and said, no, we had to do this now or else Iran would have attacked Israel and also we might have gotten hit. That's treason. He has committed treason. Marco Rubio has committed treason. Everybody involved in this has committed America to essentially all-out war. We're just like tripling down. And you can just see where this goes. I mean, this is Vietnam 2.0. What other option could there possibly be? Yeah, and Trump goes from... Again, wars can be fought forever. Well, they're going to be. Let's go to Rubio versus Rubio here, just to remind ourselves of the inconsistency, the stupidity of the claims that the Trump administration is now making. Here's Rubio versus Rubio.
Yesterday, you told us that Israel was going to strike Iran and that's why we needed to get involved. Today, the president said that
no.
Iran was going to get...
Yeah, your statement is false. So that's not what he, I was asked very specifically. Were you there yesterday?
Yes, I asked.
Okay.
Question.
And so the president made the very wise decision. We knew that there was going to be an Israeli action. We knew that that would precipitate an attack against American forces. And we knew that if we didn't preemptively go after them before they launched those attacks, we would suffer higher casualties and perhaps even higher those killed. And then we would all be here answering questions about why we knew that and didn't act.
Okay. All right. I get like what? Okay. I don't even know what to say at this point. And they just keep lying. They just keep lying about everything and then changing the story to another lie, which is just equally absurd. And again, the outcome of this, the ultimate upshot of all of this, is going to be a sweeping Democrat victory. Sweeping Democrat victory. We didn't get any deportations, but you know the Democrats are about to give them all citizenship by the back door, right? We couldn't possibly ever achieve anything when it comes to the deep state being arrested for their flagrant criminality for a decade, just stomping over every American law they can find, just rigging entire political elections and trying to send Trump to jail for decades on end and creating new laws out of thin air just to go after Donald Trump. None of that's being charged at all. None of that is going to be punished, but everybody who signed up to work a shift at ICE is going to be thrown in jail for murder under a RICO charge when they get back in power. The floodgates are going to open. Citizenship is going to be handed out like candy. They're going to start instituting death taxes and inheritance taxes and just stripping America and the West for parts. Ripping out the copper of the walls, both literally and metaphorically. And we're done. Why are we done? Why have we focused so entirely on things that don't actually matter while our own country is being dismantled right in front of us? Israel. Israel is the answer. Israel is the word that unifies all of this. So, like, you know, people for the last 2 years, you know, talk about me like I'm friggin' Hitler or something because I mildly criticize Israel's relentless campaign of genocide. Like, I've been polite. I've been nice. I've been very patient with people's understanding of the world. It's over. It's done. That was probably a mistake. We should have been going harder from the beginning. Although, obviously, it's taken some time for people to be exposed to this. It's taken a while for people to understand the reality of what's going on with Israel, with the diaspora, with control systems. But I don't think we do yet. I don't think we understand this yet. I don't think we've fully comprehended what it is we're actually at war with here. So don't get me wrong. You cannot give in to them with pure hate and malice and senseless hatred, which is why I keep reemphasizing our morality, our beliefs, our fundamental understanding of the world, is because if we give that up in order to go after the Israelis, then what's the point? We might as well be Israelis. You understand? That my opposition to Israel is firmly rooted in things like the disgust I feel for collective punishment. Therefore, to engage in collective punishment against Jews or Israelis over what Israel is doing would be in an obvious contradiction to my own opposition to them. Do you get it? Do you understand it? That there's a false dichotomy that's put out that says either you're with the Israelis or you want them all to die. And that's not the case. I want them all to be deprived of power in my country. I want all of their personal, ethnic, national interests to be extricated from my government. And that by maintaining and persisting on that demand, anybody opposing us is just our enemy. There's no good reason not to. Like, there's no good reason to oppose this idea of just like, we are America, they are Israel. Their interests are not our interests. Their beliefs are not our beliefs. Their morality is not our morality. Their war is not our war. They are, in fact, our enemy. They understand that. What is it going to take for America to understand it too? What is it going to take for America to simply accept the challenge that they keep throwing down over and over and over and over and over? So I'm done, like, moderating. Like, well, you know, I understand that they're... Because that's obviously led us to this point. That's how we've gotten to where we are now. So, screw it. I'll support Gavin Newsom. Why not? Why not? When he's the one saying the stuff that needs to be said. Let's go to... And this was posted again. You know, people post this on X. It's like, Newsom's gone full Mom Donnie. Like, you need to be a Muslim to oppose the Iran war for the sake of Israel. Like, you need to be a radical Sunni to be appalled at little Christian kids getting murdered in church because they happen to be Lebanese. There's a spiritual sickness, a malaise that's just poisoning our blood at this point. And I will support whatever physician inoculates us against this. And if it's Gavin Newsom, I'll take that risk. Here's Gavin Newsom.
And a lot of Democrats have looked at the Netanyahu regime and felt like, you know what, we don't like the trajectory he's on. It's time to rethink the U.S. relationship with Israel, especially military support.
Well,
where do you stand?
Making that easy right now. Let's talk about that. But the issue of Bibi is interesting. Because he's got his own domestic issues. He's trying to stay out of jail. He's got an election coming up. He's potentially on the ropes. He's got folks, the hard line, that want to annex the West Bank. I mean, Freeman and others are talking about it appropriately, sort of an apartheid state. They couldn't even, I mean, we're talking about regime change. For 2 years, they haven't even been able to solve the Hamas question in Israel. So this is, I mean... You know, I want to be careful here, but, you know, in so many ways, that influence in the context of the conversation of where Trump ultimately landed on this is pretty damn self-evident. And so Rubio may have been saying something else in the context of what he ultimately said in terms of being sort of pulled into some of these things. But I will say this, didn't surprise me in this context. I don't know if it was Napoleon or whoever said about a sword, the only thing you can't use a sword for is sitting on it. And when you bring two aircraft carriers out there and you assemble the kind of military force that Trump did over the last few weeks, it didn't surprise me ultimately that they moved that direction.
Do you think, looking down the road, that the United States should consider maybe, you know, rethinking our military support for Israel?
It breaks my heart because the current leadership in Israel is walking us down that path. Where I don't think you have a choice but that consideration. I mean, to say this is in America's interest at a time when affordability's at crisis levels, where you had an administration who literally got elected saying this is exactly opposite of what they would ever consider doing. The fact that we are in this now regional war, all these proxies, the fact that we, you know, and all the grift and the corruption that's also marks a huge part of this, and that's a real conversation we need to have, this Board of Peace. And the peace that the Witkoff family is getting, and the peace that Kushner is getting, and the peace that Trump Jr. is getting.
So again, you know, this is the outcome of Trump's betrayal, is ultimately empowering our worst enemies to be able to make statements like that, that I can't help but agree with and think that we'd be better off if somebody like Gavin Newsom was in charge, because at least we wouldn't be in the situation we're in now. Again, out of 350 million people with a sack of balls, I can't figure it out. It's Thomas Massie, and like, that's it.
I'm making this announcement on Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at theoliveshowstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet, up to 40% off store-wide, 25% off on the shirts, on the hats, 10% off on things like the collectible knives, and up to 40% off on supplements like ultramethylene blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. These are incredible products. You you've seen the rave reviews, you've seen the five-star reviews. These are the very best game-changing supplements available, period. Again, I only sell things that really work because I want you to get them and I want you to love them. We now have an over 90% reorder on the supplements on the site. No one in that industry has it because the products are so good, and obviously you're loyal as well. And I thank you so much for keeping us on the air. We're changing the world. We're battling the globalists. We are having the greatest effect together. That's all of us against the new world order we've ever had. And it's all because of your support of my broadcast and other broadcasts like it. But regardless, the enemy recognizes that InfoWars is the tip of the spear. And the bad guys are continuing, just read the newspapers, try to shut us down as early as late March. We're battling them in court, but it looks like this could be the end. But that's okay, because the info war belongs to the people. The info war is about telling the truth and countering the lies of the globalist. And the AlexJonesShore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by Big Money. The backup Alex Jones Network that's ready is not owned by me. It's owned by them, and I'm going to work for them. And so as long as you support the sponsor, no matter what happens to InfoWars, TheAlexJonesShore.com can keep us on the air. So right now, your purchase at TheAlexJonesShore.com keeps InfoWars going, pays the payroll, the bandwidth, the satellites, all of it. But as soon as InfoWars shuts down, it's more critical than ever that you support TheAlexJonesShore.com because it will move forward into the future as our main sponsor. But regardless, this is a win. Has InfoWars not delivered? A gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalist, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue or our Bovine Colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you should become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it reoccurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers. And with one click in your profile, you cancel any time for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on top of everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesshore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesshore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you. Take action now.
Methylene Blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Back, folks. This is the War Room. Final segment. I want to remind you. I don't know. I get very uncomfortable. Like, I don't like bragging very much. It feels weird to, like, which is why I'm always like, InfoWars is so great. InfoWars is awesome. Because that's not really me. That's Alex Jones. Like, I can brag about him, right? Like, that's, I'm fine with that. But at the same time, there's something I realized when Trump was first running, because he would be like, "I'm a genius. I have a high IQ. I'm very smart." And it was always like, okay, that's, you know, smart people don't have to tell you. Then I realized, no, you kind of do have to tell people, because if people aren't smart, they can't really tell. And like, it actually is effective to be like, "No, I'm very smart. I'm very smart. I have a very high IQ." Then people will be like, "Oh, okay, this guy's smart, but listen to him." So I just, it's one of these things. I'm like, I really should just sort of try to brag a little bit more. I mean, I posted on X about a 10-minute selection of comments from me from October 9th, 2023. On October 9th, 2023, 2 days after October 7th, it was abundantly clear to me that this was an inflection point, that the war in the Middle East would be weaponized and utilized to eventually reach war with Iran and a total overthrow of the Iranian regime, and just seeing everything laid out perfectly. And it's like, I understand that there are other people that also have a pretty good grasp on the situation. I think our pattern, our record of accuracy, specifically when it comes to Iran, the Middle East, Israel, ultimate goal, like, I think I'm unparalleled. I don't think there's anybody that's gotten it as right as I have. Anybody. Maybe like me and Nick Fuentes, because we basically just say the same thing and believe the same stuff. That's kind of thing. I don't even like watching Nick's show because I'm just like, ugh, I said this. You know, I'm just like, well, I said this earlier. It just makes me frustrated because this stuff goes so viral all the time. It's fine. It's fine. But it's just like, okay, we know what's happening. We understand this stuff. And we're telling you it. And if people would listen to us, the world would be an entirely different place and better for everybody, by the way. Like, do you think this has gone well for Israel? Like, do you think this has been a positive couple of years for the state of Israel? Or has it been a cataclysmic collapse in their support over 2 years? And was that not also an argument we were making early on, going, guys, if they want to take out Gaza, they can't do it. They have to just bomb it all to smithereens. Like, it's just like, go watch anybody else's coverage from that day. Go watch anybody else's coverage from that day. And they might have known that, you know, Israel was going to attack strongly, but nobody else laid out the timeline exactly how it happened. And really, the only thing I got wrong was it's taken longer than I thought. I thought Hezbollah would have gotten involved very strongly early on. Frankly, they probably should have. I thought Iran would have gotten involved in a bigger way, in a stronger way earlier on. They probably should have. But nobody else has the record of accuracy that we have. Nobody else has been able to predict this stuff with perfect accuracy or told you about things that people are only now discovering. I guarantee, I'm probably just literally preaching to the choir here because you've been watching us. You know all of this, obviously. But, like, now everybody knows, so maybe people... Nobody was talking about Iranian missile cities 3 years ago. Nobody was telling you that the ballistic missiles are the real concern, that it's not the nuclear weapons, it's the ballistic weapons and the ballistic missiles that Iran is stockpiling. And so it's just like, and we have just been so right for so long. And it's like, I don't need, you know, as I said something like this on X and somebody was like, oh, this is just for your own ego. I don't have an ego about this. I honestly don't. I'm just right, and I know I'm right, and I don't care if you think I'm right or not. It doesn't affect how right I am. I'm just right. So it's like, I don't know, it's like, I'm like, oh, other people need to, but like, do people know that there are people like us out there? Do they know? Because you go around X and you just think nobody's got any idea what's going on. Everybody's learning this all of a sudden. Nobody knew that there was an elite pedophile ring that was operated out of Israel and that Jeffrey Epstein was a part of. Like, nobody knew this stuff. Everybody's just figuring this out. And it's like so frustrating being like, I have been saying this for 5 freaking years. Or other things like the giant, you know, China fishing fleets. Like, I'm glad more people are pointing this stuff up now, but like, where have you been the last 5 years I've been talking about it? We have been ahead of the curve on everything. We still are years ahead of the curve on everything else. The information war is accelerating, so the sort of gap between us and the people following us is shrinking a little bit because people are catching up so rapidly. But InfoWars, and, you know, I'm only saying this because, like, we've got the record. We've got, and it's not that we have anything particularly special. It's just thinking about this stuff. it's literally just taking our own observations and just me just like closing my eyes and just going, all right, where does this go from here? What are the possible outcomes of this? What are the motivations of the people involved? What are their ultimate goals? What are unexpected strategies that this could be contributing to? What future plans could this be setting the precedent for? Just thinking about that for a little bit, just putting on your thinking cap and noticing patterns and going, this pattern's going to continue. What is that going to look like? And of course, just following Alex Jones since I was a little kid. And it's just baffling to me that more people can't see what has been obvious the whole time. And if you can see it, then I hope that you are doing everything you possibly can to try to wake up the people around you, understanding that yelling the truth at them is not enough, and they probably need to be talked to on their level in some regard, and they have to be empathized with, and knowing what's going on. Yeah, I mean, it is just frustrating. And the thing I put out today was, it didn't do very well because it was a reference to the classics. It was too much. But the scene in the Odyssey where Odysseus says he's no one. And so then the Cyclops is screaming, and they're going, who's attacking you? And the Cyclops is going, no one is attacking me. So Cyclops don't think he's, but that's like me. Because every day I see like 100 tweets of people being like, nobody is talking about this. And I'm like, I just changed my name to Nobody. I talk about all this stuff. I have known all of this stuff. Nobody knew this was happening except for me talking about this for years on end. Nobody's listening. Can you just spread the word? Can you spread the content? Can you support us for being so right about everything all of the time? Like, if there was any justice in this world, we'd be multi-billionaires, right? But apparently it doesn't matter if you're right. Doesn't matter if you're proven right over and over. Doesn't matter if you're taking on the biggest, most powerful forces that the society's ever seen and winning. Our society is set up by the evil forces, and we are constantly at a disadvantage. We're constantly trying to not just, fight against impossible odds, but do it with one hand tied behind our back. And all that we ask is that you support us. All that we ask is that you go to thealexjonesstore.com and you get yourself a fantastic product. You don't even have to sacrifice. There's no sacrifice required here, right? We are going to win. We are continuing to win. We are continuing to set the standard when it comes to this type of coverage. We are continuing to tell the truth in a way and to a degree and at a volume. Nobody else can tell the truth. Nobody else matches us. Nobody else reaches the amount and the quality of people that we reach. We'll continue to do it. You don't have to help us. We'll do it. Well, it'll just be harder. But that's fine. We'll do it. Okay? They can't stop us. We are not going to stop on our own volition. We can run out of money. We can want to do things and try to do things and have to shoestring it because we don't have the funds to do it in the way that we wish. But if you support us, if you contribute to this mission, which again, it's not even a sacrifice. We're not even asking you to give us anything. We're literally asking you to buy a great product that's like at a lower price. You can get it at the store. Like, it's so easy. It's so easy to support us. It's like ridiculous. Which again is another thing that sets us apart. Anybody else, they want to sell you something you don't need or some thing that doesn't even exist, right? I don't know. They're going to sell you, a VPN that just like funnels your information straight to the Mossad. Like, they're going to sign you up for stuff that you don't really need or whatever else. What we sell you is tangible, is physical. You can actually feel the effects. And the products that we offer are just best-selling products that sell out at your local grocery. Only we have the better quality at lower prices. You're going to get it anyway. So again, it's just, if you can't support InfoWars in times like this, I don't know what hope we have. And perhaps this explains what little optimism I do still have, is that there are still enough people supporting InfoWars. There are still enough people that can understand what's going on and see through the lies and get to the truth and support us by going to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. All right, I'm done. I'm done patting myself on the back. It's just, you know, it's frustrating. It's a little frustrating. Being not just tomorrow's news today, but like 3 years from now's news today. And having to sit and wait for everybody else to catch up. And then act like they're telling you something. That's frustrating. People talking to me like I don't know. All right. You get no respect. Just in from Anthony Sabatini. An extremely disturbing bill which allows state officials to officially designate groups and political organizations of their choosing as, quote, domestic terrorists just passed the Florida House of Representatives. You or your organization will now be labeled a domestic terrorist if you, quote, pose a threat, per the statute. Ron DeSantis must veto this bill. Anthony Sabatini says, I'm currently reviewing the bill for America First retaliation lawsuit I will likely file from Florida Phoenix. Bill allowing state to designate domestic terrorist organizations passes in Florida House. This, of course, comes at the heels of and in line with the other anti-Semitism laws that are being, you know, market tested in Florida, let's just say. So do we understand what is happening right now? With everything. With Epstein, with Iran, with the death of the First Amendment and censorship and the takeover of big tech and the takeover of mainstream media and the insinuation of these anti-Semitism bills utterly gutting our First Amendment under the absurd and outrageous excuse that we have to protect freedom of religion by criminalizing dissent against a religion. Do you understand what is being built around you right now? I don't think you do. I don't think a lot of people do. Let's go to the video I just put in there, the redheaded woman. What the hell are they pushing through while we're distracted in war? This, again, keep this in mind. As you watch this, keep in mind all of the other stuff we've talked about. The laws arbitrarily allowing legislatures to arbitrarily determine that you are a domestic terrorist and should be silenced. The talk from people like Caroline Leavitt about our values as Americans and that you don't belong in our country if you don't support Israel to the death. Keep all of this in mind and understand that these things happening in parallel and in conjunction and in coincidence with each other is not a coincidence, and that you should never ascribe to accident what is clearly a malicious and highly developed plan. Okay, let's watch.
Trump just announced that this war with Iran is going to last about 4 weeks, and that's a very specific amount of time, so I want to talk about what I think he's covering for. This weekend, the largest media merger in American history closed, so now one family is about to control CNN, HBO, CBS, Warner Brothers, Paramount Pictures, all running on Oracle's infrastructure. And that same family also happens to own Oracle's infrastructure. And it just so happens that Oracle, within the last 2 weeks, has won brand new contracts to host Medicare and Medicaid data for over 150 million Americans and to run Air Force operations using AI. That's right. Who needs separation between church and state when you can have AI run across all of those contracts? Oh, and see if you can find anything wrong with how this is being paid for, because Larry Ellison is personally guaranteeing $44.6 million of the $6 billion merger by using his Oracle stocks as collateral. And that stock price depends on Oracle's federal contracts, you know, the ones that your tax dollars pay for. So the government pays Oracle, and then that revenue supports Oracle's stock, and then Ellison pledges that stock to finance his son's purchase of the largest media company in American history. And then Oracle becomes the infrastructure beneath that company, so Oracle becomes the infrastructure, the collateral, and the beneficiary on every side of the same transaction? So you mean to tell me that public money flows into Oracle and then the Ellison media empire pops out the other end? Oh, and then in the merger filings, Oracle is listed as a neutral third-party vendor? I'm sorry, is the neutrality in the room with us? Oh, but don't worry, you say, because another couple billion dollars of this merger is coming from Saudi Arabia and Qatar, the same governments we're currently at war alongside, in Iran. Right. So I spent this last weekend writing a brief that specifically calls on Congress to require a conflict of interest review before this merger closes, demand data firewall protections between Oracle's government contracts and the media infrastructure it's now holding, and to treat Oracle exactly as it is in this merger, not a third-party vendor, but as the financial backbone of the entire transaction. The Warner Brothers shareholder vote is on March 20th. Congress needs to see this policy brief before it happens, so please feel free to read the whole thing. It's on my Substack, available for free. The link's in my bio. Just share it, please. So just to be clear, I'm not saying that this entire war exists only because of all of this going on, okay? But what I am saying is that 4 weeks is a very convenient amount of time to let a lot of things close. So I'll be watching for every government filing, every federal contract, every regulatory document related to this merger. And if anything moves while everyone's watching Tehran, you'll hear it here first. So follow along if any of this matters to you.
I have spent time to the people who govern the state of Israel. I feel a deep emotional connection to the state of Israel and the Israeli people. You know, after Silicon Valley, there's an area, Herzliya is probably got more startups than any other place other than Silicon Valley in Northern California. So we've actually acquired a number of Israeli companies. We have two CEOs at Oracle. One's name is Safra Katz, and she was born in Israel. So, again, we love the country of Israel, and we'll do everything we can to support the country of Israel.
I recently hear that many people criticizing Israel, especially after the Gaza operation. How do you feel as someone just saying you love Israel so much?
Well, again, it's a difficult situation, isn't it? To conduct military operations around civilians is very difficult. And, of course, there were tragedies and civilians were hurt. That's a terrible thing. But one thing we know for certain, that the Israeli army did everything they could to minimize civilian casualties. And in that regard, they've done a much better job than a lot of other armies all over the world throughout history.
So that's Larry Ellison, Israel first, Oracle operative slashed, Protocol of the Elders of Zion operative, lying about Israel, lying about them killing, innocent people, and talking about how he loves them so much, wants to do anything for them, while he is systematically taking over slash being given monopolistic control over all media in this country. Wonderful. We should also probably remind people, it's in the Eighth Front War, but we've played the video a lot on this show and others, of Larry Ellison talking to Tony Blair, who of course is on the Board of Peace, and there's behind the scenes, it was him and Marco Rubio that were being chosen to be the spokespeople for the Zionist shadow global government cabal. And he's talking to him, and he's saying, in order for AI to be effective, we have to consolidate all data into a singular AI database, then run AI to determine what inputs would be most effective in controlling the world population. We'll have total surveillance all the time. So again, this is all like happening in line, and they're telling you what they're doing. So you don't even need to listen to me speculate about it. They're telling you what they're doing. They're like, we are building an AI prison where we are going to have dictatorial power over the thoughts in your head. And we're going to be scanning your face to, interpret your feelings. And if you oppose us, you are an existential enemy and you will be eradicated like Amalek. Like, why are we letting them say this to us? It's insane. It's literally insane. Let's go to clip 30 here. This is Mike Johnson, which... again, it's like, does he know the situation that exists right now? Because he's not exactly making the point that he thinks he is. Clip 30.
They have been, and they say the quiet parts out loud. They wanted to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, and they'd like to take us out as well. We're the great Satan in their analogy, and their misguided religion, and there was no way to appease them. And defiance.
Oh, we're the great Satan and their misguided religion. You know, we're at war with this radical, religious sect that is dictating their behavior on their weird extremist interpretation of, no, that's Israel. No, you're talking about Israel. They keep talking about Purim like a story from the Bible 2,000 years ago in which the Israelis slaughtered a bunch of Persians for no reason, by the way. That's what the story's about. The story of Purim is like the Israelis win. They like get the bad king guy, and then they just kill 75,000 Persians who are their prisoners and are not a threat. We are not at war. I mean, again, this is all so ridiculous. It's also utterly ridiculous. But let's, you know, go ahead and go to clip number five here. Here's a post from the official IDFX account earlier today. You tell me who's being guided by a 2,000-year-old religious extremism. Let's watch.
Purim, a story of surviving in the face of an enemy that seeks your destruction. Sound familiar? For decades, the Iranian regime has openly called for the destruction of Israel. Ballistic missiles, advanced weapons programs, proxy terrorist groups positioned across the region. At the head of this campaign was Ali Khamenei, the supreme leader who for more than three decades advanced Iran's terrorist aims. He built Iran's ballistic missile program, pushed nuclear weaponization, and funded terror organizations across the Middle East with a defining objective: destroy the state of Israel. Khamenei has now been eliminated, along with other senior leaders. His reign of terror is finally over. This Purim, we are operating against today's threat that targets our safety and survival.
So again, you know, it's just
through Operation Roaring Lion, the IDF.
This Purim, we are again going after Amalek, and it's just like, okay, yeah, you are religious extremists. You are the great Satan. I see it now. I recognize now what the hell they're talking about. You psychos. Every man, woman, child, and livestock must all be slaughtered. You know, meanwhile, let's go to clip number six here. This is the Iranian deputy foreign minister. Let's watch.
What is the current position of your government on resuming any sort of negotiations with the United States? Have you reached out through intermediaries to ask to resume talks?
Do you think any Iranian with common sense would be really in a position to reach out to the United States under these circumstances? We were negotiating with the United States. In just 9 months, in the course of less than 1 year, we were betrayed. Diplomacy was betrayed. We were negotiating with the US negotiators. In June, we were supposed to meet for the sixth round in Muscat. And just 2 days before that, the United States and Israel attacked Iran. Right now, we negotiated in all good faith, in all seriousness, in Geneva. And please, I refer you to the words of Omani foreign minister. He is a neutral, impartial mediator. He said that we had significant progress. And then he suggested to both delegations that let's talk in Vienna on technical details of a possible deal. And we both agreed. And again, on 28 February, just one day after that, the American and Israelis attacked Iran.
So again, this is the thing. It is complete inversion. The Israelis are the radical, extremist, religiously motivated psychopaths desperate to cause terror to all of their neighbors. The Iranians are actually trying to deal with us in good faith. And they have everybody in America believing the exact opposite. Enough of the religious extremism. We must expel Israeli influence.
As InfoWars not delivered. In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the InfoWar continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for Team Humanity, against the globalist, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue or our Bovine Colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you can become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it recurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers. And with one click in your profile, you cancel any time for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on top of everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexhorton.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet, up to 40% off store-wide, 25% off on the shirts, on the hats, 10% off on things like the collectible knives, and up to 40% off on supplements like ultramethylene blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. So take advantage of the March mega sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. I'm going to salute you and thank you. Take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.